It's the Yearbook Sportscast, the second most popular podcast at our church, and it's not even close. So that is a best-case scenario. If there's another podcast lurking out there at the church, then we're even further behind. But this one we're behind. We had no idea it existed, and then we found out he has guests. He has lights. It's not even close. Does anyone actually think Notre Dame did not deserve to make the college football playoff? I mean that seriously. Opposing players and fans think they didn't after Notre Dame last weekend was routed by Clemson in the Division 1A playoffs, which is what it should be called. But nationally, is anyone honestly thinking Notre Dame should not have made it, or is that just made up? Of course the Irish should have made it. It's not their fault. Michigan's season finished on two low notes, and Stanford, USC, Florida State, and Navy were not as good as they have been. The Irish had a really good team and a really good season, went undefeated, saved their worst game for Clemson, and even that game was not over immediately. Other schools can have fun, but both Georgia, which I still think was one of the four best teams in the nation, and Ohio State not only lost, but were routed once each during the regular season. It was the second straight season the Buckeyes had been crushed by a Big Ten non-contender. Losses are one thing, but keep it at least semi-close, like college basketball teams are mandated to do. Talking about the blind side, as we were in a previous podcast, and how many other very similar, strikingly similar stories there are, we left out, accidentally, Denver Broncos starting offensive lineman Garrett Bowles, who was kicked out of the house by his father, was found on the street by a local coach who asked his wife what they should do, and she said they should take Bowles in. That was in high school. Bowles just finished his second season with the Broncos. We should definitely mention, too, these life-changing events happen under many different circumstances. The families are not always rich, for example. The woman who took in high schooler DeMarcus Dobbs in the mid-2000s, I believe, told the press she and her husband wanted Dobbs to live with them, but they were poor and already had two small kids, so the couple wasn't sure they could do it. They took Dobbs in anyway, and he later went to college, later played at Georgia and in the NFL. You can subscribe to The Yearbook. You can also listen to us on iTunes. Contact us at saysintheyearbook@hotmail.com. College football's unfixable problem is often the bowls are a lousy indicator of how good the teams are. This is why cats hate bowls. Were San Diego State, Purdue, and South Carolina, trust us if you weren't paying attention, really that bad? And it's not just this year. Every winter, some schools look great, terrible, or just not interested. You would think the reason is most other sports have teams peaking and then playing the postseason, while college football teams peak in November, and then they have a month until their next game. But if you fix that problem, no bowls for the holidays or New Year's. Exposure for the way underpublicized Tennessee Titans' Derek Morgan in a new national Microsoft ad, maybe you've seen it, featuring the Titans' Brian Arakpo and ex-Titan Michael Griffin. We do get to see Morgan for less than a second. We clocked it. Less than a second. That still counts. Count it.